Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Zeppelin, Immigrant Song. 33 degrees in Kansas City. It's Johnny Dare. Miss Nikki Pace, T-Bone, Jake Gregg, and who is sitting in there hanging out? Good to see his face.
Born April 3rd in Chicago, Illinois. After moving to New Jersey at age 11, he launched his stand-up career at age 14, performing in the comedy clubs of New York City. He moved to Los Angeles, landing a recurring role on A Different World, as well as roles in such films as Malcolm X, The Pest, and Jerry Maguire. But it was in 1997, when he joined the cast of Mad TV, that America really took notice. He starred in his own comedy specials, hosts his own podcast, and this weekend, you can see him live on stage at the Improv. Please welcome, friend of the show, Ari Spears.
Look at you.
Yo, man.
Handsome devil, man. How you been?
I'm good, man. You look jacked up a little bit more.
You know what I think it looks like? I think it looks like I didn't run at all this winter, and I'm putting
really?
On a little weight. So yeah, I see the body parts, but the pectorals and the I see my jowl growing underneath.
Hey man, you look good. Take
Don't
it, man.
Make me love you. Thank you.
Look good, brother.
Well, you know, I'm getting older, and I got an age-inappropriate girlfriend, so you got to stay.
Is that
shape.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, yeah, that makes two of us. How old are you, man?
I'm 50.
Really?
Yeah.
You're wearing it well, man.
Don't make me love you.
I'm 43.
Don't make me love you.
I'll be 44 next month, man. Come April 3rd, man.
I'm telling you, it's hard to plant the brakes.
Yeah, I was, you know, going through Instagram, and you know, some people put some old photos of, like, when I was on Mad TV at 22, and I'm just like, getting old stinks.
It ain't for pussies, that's for sure,
stinks.
Man. It's hard.
Oh my
God! I just think about that 22.
Yeah.
At 22, there's no chance I could have handled that kind of...
Right.
There's no chance. I mean, I was still trying to figure out everything.
Listen, I'm still not handling it well.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
I had a jawline, man.
That's how I feel, man.
Yeah.
I feel like it was more distinct.
Yeah. But goodness gracious, just to be nice, young, and tight.
Yeah.
It's special.
Man, you know what makes me laugh is we never listen to the people like, it goes fast. You're like, whatever. It feels like summers last forever. Now some. I'm like, 2018 is gone?
That youthful arrogance.
Yes.
You really feel like you're immortal.
That's it.
I think one of the last times I was here during Thanksgiving, me and my podcast partner / feature comedian, we had missed Thanksgiving. So our intent was to have Thanksgiving at the hotel when they offered it at the special time. And somehow we had missed that. But as we were sitting there from where the banquet room is and we're watching everybody come out to just finish eating, just a trail of walkers and canes. And he and I were both sitting there depressed like, dude, this stinks.
And I run away from holidays. That's my thing. Come Thanksgiving, I go to New York, visit friends. We go see the parade.
Right.
We eat Chinese food on Thanksgiving Day somewhere down in the city, and just ignore the whole process and have a good time with it. You know, and just really try to live.
It's just we were discussing it. We actually made this a podcast episode where we just talked about our Thanksgiving and our experience. We just was like, dude, it gets to a certain point where you're just living to maintain. Like when you go to the doctors and you feel certain ailments and you taking pills, and man, you're dying, but they're trying to keep you alive till the inevitable.
And that is so right. Yeah, because you're just breaking down slowly. You're like a new car now. It's turned into like everything's starting to go bad. The transmission's slipping a little bit.
Your ball joints are going bad. I'm at that point now where when I get out of bed, I make noises. And if you didn't know no better, you would think I was getting laid. like the moans coming out of me in the morning, like, oh, ooh, what's that there? Ooh, yeah, it just stinks, man.
Oh, I hate it because it's true, goddamn.
Oh, yeah, man.
I find myself walking on my feet carefully first out of the morning.
That's why like, the more money, the better. If you know, yeah. At least if you got the kind of money to be comfortable.
Sure.
Whatever it is you're going through, money will help get you through somehow. Yeah. Even if you got to buy, you know, people's fakeness, you know. That's act like you love me, baby. You know, pretend for me. You know, I'll take it.
Don't you want that at the end?
I mean, absolutely.
I remember this little kid, I don't know if you had him at school, they have these, what they call, like, musical chairs.
Yeah.
And you're like a cake, you'd win a cake or something at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the music ends, you got to be sitting on something.
Yeah.
That's the girl I want. And my music ends, I want her sitting on something.
There it is,
you
baby.
You get whatever I got left in the bank.
My face is the chair. There we go.
Yeah, I want a friend to go, you know, she doesn't love you for you. And I'm like,
and you know
I'm
what?
Okay for that.
I'm absolutely, and you're supposed to be.
Yes.
Well, you're supposed to be.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
You know, it's almost like when I hear or see people that are so old, you know they're not having sex anymore or their equipment doesn't work.
Right.
It's time to die.
I feel like that.
It's time. When you can't have sex no more, it's time to die. What are you sticking around for?
Like, it's what gets just you
pathetic.
Up in the morning? Like,
exactly.
I know what gets me up in the morning today.
Ugh.
Like, it's a hope of tonight.
Right.
Yeah. And that,
right.
I mean, that really is true.
Right.
Otherwise, why am I going to work? Why am I trying? I could live under a bridge and eat beans out of a can if I wasn't.
Listen, I'm not completely there yet, but I'm almost at that point where it's like, the older I get, I like peace. I don't like noise. And like, when you just get to that point where you're just like, you can't enjoy a sporting event because it's too loud.
Yep.
You don't want to go to the club and dance because your body don't work no more. All of that is fine. You can't eat certain things because of your diet.
Yeah.
But when you can't get laid, it's time to meet the man.
That's right. That's right. You know what? I think I know I agree.
Yeah.
I know, unless I get hit in the back today, my ding dong stops working. And then it's going to seem too early.
Right.
Then
right.
I'm gonna live on hope for a few years.
Right.
Dude, T just broke his penis.
This
is true. He has to go to a urologist today. Well, you know, dude thinks he's got you got a 4-inch penis and an 8-inch stroke.
Well, we all do sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. You pull that thing out and then bang it off the outside.
Listen, I as far as stereotypes go, the two I'd love the most, I don't have basketball and a blessing.
Oh, but it's still a great stereotype.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
At least,
listen, as long as I can get away with fooling you,
yeah, right?
That's all that counts.
T was doing it, and this is real. So he's it's kicked over to like 10 o'clock.
The head
of his penis, yeah. So he has to go to a urologist today and die.
Get it straightened out?
Well, you can never really straighten it out. You have to either, this is terrible, deglove it, where they literally cut around your entire head of your penis and basically like pushing a sock down, and then they got to fix it that way. Or they can give you, my other buddy was in a motorcycle accident, and his was doing that,
right.
Only really bad, and they had to give him injections to break up the scar tissue.
Yeah, listen, don't play with your thing, man. You got a gift. Just see it as a gift. You like Pinocchio. I'm not Pinocchio, Rudolph.
Yeah,
you know, you ain't got to have a nose like everybody else. If you curve to the left, there's a woman out there that's waiting for that fish hook, baby.
That's right. So you got to find a girl with her G-spot on the left side.
There you go. Or just move her, reposition her a little bit.
Yeah.
Make it work for you.
Yeah.
Don't play with your thing, man.
Move the spoons.
Yeah, move baby. Spoons. Don't. Something go wrong. I just read my man, again, my podcast partner, he sent me an article where a guy who's supposed to be a billionaire went to have a penis enlargement,
just, and
he died.
Just about today, yes.
Right.
That's it. That's the problem. That vagina is maybe the worst and the best thing to ever happen to us.
Let me tell you something, man. $1 billion is a penis enlargement. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? What you seeking medical help for? You already got, that's your penis enlargement, man. You got $1 billion.
Better looking would I be if I had $1 billion?
Jesus Christ, I wouldn't be on this side of the room.
That's right.
Same right back. I get it.
Oh my God! Yes, if you had
so much hotter.
You're a billionaire. I mean, you're cute anyway, but you wouldn't see anything but the top of my head until September.
Let me tell you something, man. There was one point where I think the lotto had gotten up to close to $1 billion. I said, you win that kind of money, I'm going on a world slap the taste out your mouth tour.
That's
I'm
right.
just making
That's
a round,
right.
slapping
right.
anybody that anybody. I feel like needs a slapping.
You got a guy behind you, boop, just right. hits him with some money on the way.
Goodness, come on, man.
Absolutely, dude. Yes, the
Good
world,
morning, get you smacked.
This entire nation has a whole bunch of people in it right now
right.
slap the taste out of your mouth
yeah.
tour. You're like, you, Dick, you, crybaby. You're like just across the board from one side to the other. I got nothing but hot ones.
Listen, I've never had it. The goal is to get it before I'm put in the ground. But I've been around some money.
Yeah.
And it's sexy. And fellas, any woman that tells you she's not materialistic has never seen real material. Because it's in a woman's DNA to like nice things. And if I'm a dude and my testes get moist, imagine her.
Yeah. No, that's of course it's real.
Come
women
on.
Are always gonna but listen, you're still alpha male. Like you're star, absolutely. You're celebrity. That is what that's the thing. Whether it be money, stardom, celebrity, right. Fame, talent, whatever, you know,
yeah.
Women, you're funny, man. Tell me that hasn't been getting you laid since
it's oh, absolutely. You it's listen, it. Like, it's the
and that's the good part.
It's
man.
The reason why I can con some women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Listen, I'll kick my coverage. My girl is so way too good for me, and she right. really is a good person.
Yeah.
But it's just thank God for this ridiculous job. And I'm not saying she's shallow. I'm just saying
right.
it led us to say hello to each other.
Exactly. Exactly. It don't matter how you get it, as long as you get it.
She married the guy who got me in the business when she was like 9 years old.
Mm.
She rode a bicycle to goddamn radio station married. She moved him 3 months. Was it 3 months?
You still with him?
Yeah. What, wow. Last year's?
She was a child. When I was working in promotions. I wasn't on air. And Mike Kennedy, he's a wonderful guy, but what did you really, like 3 months you moved in. You applied for a job and you were living with the boss within 90 days.
You go, girl. Look at that hustle.
Yeah, that's what I said.
We actually took like a month before we hooked up and then it was 3 months after that.
And y'all been together since? How long has it been?
It's 20 years this past year for our anniversary. So about 23 years together.
I tip my hat to any man that has the ability to be monogamous, because that is an X-Men gene. I don't know how, you know, and you he's never went to town on you? He's
not,
never?
Not that,
you know
of? I think he's gone to town on you, but I mean, listen, let me tell you the secret of that successful marriage. Yeah. She is always bugging him for more sex and he wants to give up.
Really?
Swear to God. And a three input lady.
Would he mind you having some side chocolate piece?
Yes, he would have some. Yes, he would mind. That's the thing. We actually, neither of us could deal with the other having anything.
Right, okay. All right.
At least we're equal that way.
Well, that's right. What I always ask her, because she's really open, you know, because we all know who each other are. But you wouldn't do it with another girl. Like, you no. couldn't. And,
So you wouldn't, you would have a problem with him, you, and another lady?
Yeah, because I just...
See, I think that's selfish.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it really is.
I think the key to a successful marriage is having some side piece.
This one, swinger, hard swinger.
I listen.
That works for him.
But something's always been freaky.
Yeah, yes. Yes,
he's got,
I know.
He's got an L-shaped penis.
I know.
Anything goes with him, man. Yeah.
But he'll find that one swinger with a hitch that's going to be off kilter, height-wise, and it'll fit perfectly in her.
Aries,
and you guys will love each other.
You would love it. Like, a couple weekends ago, he was telling us about it. So he wanted to have what is it called? Naruto massage where they oil all everything.
Yeah.
So his wife, who's in great shape.
Oh, you're married?
Yeah.
Yeah, 23 years.
And and hard swingers. I mean, for 20 of them.
Really?
And so they've got this new Asian girl they've been running around with. And so they're going to put the plastic down in the hotel and all the oil and all this business. That somehow devolves into a baby sheet and like a pint of coconut oil and three people in a twin bed. I'm like, what happened to these grandiose
So your wife, you could watch you make it with another girl and vice versa?
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever seen your wife, I mean, really get taken to town with, I'm talking stereotype, put the kids away.
Yeah.
This Negro is guilty of something. Criminal record penis. I mean, Mandingo.
Yeah.
Straight your worst nightmares. Have you ever watched that?
That I haven't seen.
You think you can handle it?
You've seen another guy pound her, though. You've pulled a three-way with her, two guys. You and another guy on her.
I'm talking like, straight
no. See,
1950s.
I'm out. No.
They would have to hang this brother.
like Dolomite penis.
Yeah. Have you ever, would you think you could handle that?
Yeah. Yeah,
I
see, white dudes are freaky like
listen,
that.
Listen, I can't because look, that's why I couldn't have sex with another guy. Period. Do it because all I see is he's better. I know he's better than me. God damn it! I've never made that noise before.
Listen,
I can't do that.
I on my podcast, man. One of the first and only celebrity interviews we've done thus far was Ice-T when I was in New York, probably about 3 weeks ago. Very cool dude. But the big fish who I really want to land, who I think might happen in the next 2 weeks, is Mike Tyson. And I remember I wanted to do a skit. This was back, not the new feng shui Mike, but, you know, I'll eat your kids, Mike.
Yeah.
And I came up with an idea. It was called What If? And the concept was two brothers just sitting on a stoop smoking weed, and they created these what if scenarios. So the scenario was, man, what if you kissed your wife goodbye and you go to work and then you realize 20 minutes into your drive, oh, I forgot something. You go back to the house, you go to your master bedroom, and Mike is digging your girl out. I mean, he's giving out of work.
I'm going to work, man.
What would you do?
It's Mike Tyson. What am I going to do? I'm going to work.
Right, right.
I'm getting a divorce by fax.
Right. I mean, the polite thing to do would be to offer the man some milk and cookies. He's putting in work. Like, come on, man. You know he's lathered up a sweat.
I might talk some ass, but only via text.
Right. Yeah, so takes a brave man to be able to watch his woman get worked, man.
I don't got it. Now, if she wants to bring a girl, I'm in.
Right.
I'm in. But
of course,
no
but that's the selfishness of us.
Of course. I love that part.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, he's more of a man than I am. I mean, there's no chance I could do that.
I'm just an overly immature, jealous type.
Yeah.
To begin with. Like, if my girl put deodorant on, she's up to something. Like, what's with the deodorant, bitch? Where are you? You know what I mean, I see you getting out the shower, brushing your teeth. Come on, man, what's happening?
I realized how much I worship the vagina. Last week, I had a full beard, like a really decent beard going, and I reached over and grabbed my trimmer, and I went to trim it, and I went, boom, and it just took it all the way to the skin. I was like,
right.
So, and there's only two of us in the house. I go, right. You changed the setting on my trimmer. She was like, oh, and then I realized it was for, you know, it was on zero.
Right.
And I was like, totally worth it. I just tricked the rest of it off, man.
Right,
I'm like
right.
walking around like, and I realized if any other time, if she'd have told me she was shaving a leg,
right.
if the dog needed surgery and she had to do something, I'd have been angry as hell.
Now, how long have you been married?
I'm not married. No, it's just a girlfriend.
So you don't want to get married?
Never get married. We don't even live in the same house.
Smart man.
We have sleepovers.
And how long have you been together?
Years, man. A long time.
And she ain't put you under the gun?
No. She knows who I am. That's the key. Think boundaries, man. I don't want to have kids. There's plenty of kids in this world. And I love kids.
Smart,
I ain't getting
man.
Married. And if you find you get a better deal, take it.
Right.
That's it.
Like, yeah, I'm I just got done with my second round of male sodomy. So I'm
yeah, no,
it
sucks, man.
Yeah, I am done.
Well, that's the thing. Here's why I believe. Because I am monogamous. I really don't have a run. Because, you know, I'm not going to get away with it in this town anyway.
Right.
I'm going to get caught. Like, you can't have a job.
Yeah.
Like, there's no getting away. Not with social media.
Right.
Trust me. If you're listening, honey, I've thought about it. And I just, you can't take them for granted. She can walk anytime she wants.
Uh-huh.
She's far too good for me. If I don't treat her correctly, she can leave. If she doesn't treat me, I can leave. There's no money exchanged. You can get your ass out of my house. You have very little there. Like,
see,
I
like your humility with it, though, because let me ask you this. What does she do?
She's a regular human. She just has a job.
And you're Johnny Dare.
Yeah, but that's radio.
Nah.
I get a movie. Listen, I'm kicking her ass out. But
maybe if you was, and I don't even say this in an offensive light, but maybe if you was Johnny Dare in New York, or L.A., where a market had so many fish
course,
in it.
Of course.
And not to this is not to crap on Kansas City.
No,
but,
I totally get it, man. Absolutely.
Still,
I know the difference, man. Sure.
Johnny Dare is a big deal here. So you Batman. She know the deal.
I've been doing this 26 years now.
Even more so to my point.
I know. But yeah, and I appreciate you. Yeah. But you know what I learned?
She ain't going nowhere, dog.
I've been through a couple of those.
Right.
And those ones suck. Like the ones who like you just for that. Like,
right.
They're fun for a minute, but it never ends well.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying they only like you for that.
Yeah.
But they know there's a difference between you and the dude over at Costco.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the dude working just a regular 9-to-5. They know there's a difference.
Well, I undersell it. That's my rule.
Okay.
My
rule
is I go, listen, here's where I go. It ain't much to look at, but it goes off quick.
right.
I'm like, you know what I look like? I also have a terrible personality most of the time. So
there's so much freedom when you get to a point as a dude where you don't care. Like, not to say I wouldn't care about the woman I'm with. But if you ain't my main piece, any side piece,
that's too much work.
I'm gonna call your name twice off the clipboard. If you ain't make the team bust, yo, I'm out.
I got friends who side bitches like
right.
everywhere.
And right.
I'm like, how do you even like? I don't have the energy.
Yeah.
That really is it. It's not even. I'm not moral.
Right.
I'm just like. And my other thing is, I'm big on promises. That's
right.
My one big thing. Like, if I tell you I'm not going to steal your money, I'm not going to steal your
money. Listen, if I know I'm a orgasm in record break time, I'm gonna buy you some shoes.
That's right.
I'm gonna give you the shoes in the Louis Vuitton bag before we start and let you know. Hey, I'm sorry.
I feel the same way about menstruation. You got your period. You mean you took all your birth control pills.
Right.
We're going shopping.
There we go,
none
baby.
This,
there
oh,
we
she's
go.
In the rag business. I'm like, my girl has her blessing this week. We are going out to dinner 3 times.
There's just no reason to put in that kind of work. It's ego for yourself at that point.
That's it, man.
Ladies, it takes, it's a fact, a minute and 18 seconds for good sex.
That's how I
past that, you being selfish. Come on.
Like Bob. Bob outkicked his coverage. The guy who came down, A-hole Bob, the program director. Yeah. Super good dude. Way hotter wife. So hot.
Yeah.
Third time. I think this one's going to stay.
Married?
Mm-hmm.
And, same woman.
No, it was third time.
Oh, period.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is the third wife, two kids from her first marriage. And he loves him, raised him, beautiful thing. But he swears to me, and he's one of those guys that doesn't BS. Well, he goes, we have sex pretty much every day. And I go, all these years, really? I go, does she have an orgasm? And he goes, well, I didn't tell her she couldn't. And that was his genuine answer. I was like, genius. He told me the other day, she gave him a little grief, tried the girl thing, you know, where they go, you know, sometimes I feel like you only want me for my body and my vagina and this. And he goes, oh, okay, I'll talk to the head more. I was like, I'll talk to the head more.
Listen, ladies, you know, the man that's got the big schlong and can D you down properly, and the man that can take care of you financially, them is two different brothers.
Yeah.
They made the same cat.
I feel like
cat.
I'm coming up short on both. On those.
Yeah,
like,
don't even worry about it, man. She can't have Batman and Bruce Wayne. She's going to get one or the other. So you better decide, baby.
That might be the greatest analogy I've ever heard, man. Oh, my God. You know, and I don't know why. Like, why did you get married? I mean, love is great. I'm in love. I'm genuinely.
I'm going to tell you something, man. It's almost for the same reason why people might have an image of you because you're a biker.
Yeah.
And they may think, oh, you know, you're a hellraiser and, you know, vulgar and rough and tough. And it's like, you know, you look at the poster where it's like bikers for babies and then you love your dogs, are your kids. It's almost like I'm a romantic. Like, I really am a sap.
Me too.
To the point where, like, come on, man, I really own the Sex and the City Pink Velvet DVD entire series.
Because
I really do.
Guys like you and I do want that. And the exterior always comes from being afraid. Like, I'm going to let you in, and you're going to sucker punch me.
See, let me, this is where the perfect timing for my plug. The Spirits and Steinberg podcast, a.k.a. The Jew and the Jerk. It's available through Apple/iTunes or go to spearsburg.com. One of my favorite episodes is episode 27, which I call the P-word podcast, kitten, if you will. And I really talk about, and this is not me being egotistical or confident or whatever, but I say that part of the reason why men don't really know how to please a woman, and I'm talking foreplay, is because either they're too embarrassed to do the things they should do, mm-hmm. or they just don't know how.
Yeah, I think a lot of times that. But, or they think that girls really love their D. I'm like, listen, you better get down there and do some mouth work, son.
Yeah, Yeah. And it ain't even just the mouth work. It's really the little things that most dudes from an ego macho standpoint would go, oh, that's corny. Or, no, I'm a man, that seems gay. Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, you can have a woman's head like a bobblehead doll. If you know what you're doing,
sure.
and you apply that power, it's amazing. Like,
that's
my foreplay
exactly
game,
right.
I'm like six championships. I'm like Tom Brady, baby. I'm a dynasty when
I'm
it comes to foreplay.
I feel the same way, man.
Now, when it comes to the sausage game, like I said, minute 17. Come on.
But if you've done your work, it's okay.
Hey, between the handbag, between the Gucci handbag and the hour foreplay, a minute 10 is fair.
See, I don't think of it as a minute 10. I think it is 61:10.
Okay. Do you know what? Do you see that?
You know.
He's got a black man's pimp thinking. I like it. 61:10, baby. But yeah, man. I'm a romantic. I'm a sap, man. I had all that lovey-dovey crap.
Man, I'm the same way.
I love doing it.
I'm monogamous. Like I said, monogamous. I try to always be a good guy. Yeah. I just know the traditional stuff. I watch it fail across the board, man.
Right.
I'm like,
There's a book I bought, and I mentioned this on that episode. It was called 1001 Ways to Be Romantic or something. And I mean, it has some fly stuff. Like, one of the things it had in there was like, yo, when your girl is in the shower or the bathtub, the towel that she's going to eventually dry off with, have her give you a, you know, whatever, minute heads up. I'm about to get out. Take the towel, throw it in the dryer. That way you put the hot towel on a cold body.
Oh, yeah.
Now, again, to some dude, that might seem sappy, but that little stuff matters.
I had it done. Sassy. We always refer to her as Sassy Von Fancy Pants. And she did it to me.
Right.
Like, the first year we were together, she did. It was a cold winter. I was in the shower. She was like, hey, I put this. I was like, I love you.
And if she don't like it, she'll tell her girlfriend how corny it is, and that'll set you up to bang her girlfriend.
That's right.
Because she'll be like, if she don't appreciate it. So it's a win-win.
That's it. That's exactly
a win-win. Fellas, if your girl has never done this, and ladies, do this for your man. After y'all have sex, right, and you have a wonderful finish, orgasm, take a face cloth and really steam it up. I mean, might even throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds to where the steam is coming off and wipe him down. If his toes don't curl and he don't put his thumb in his mouth, I'm trying to tell you.
That should be called the first class. Like if you're sitting for the
yes, with the little tongs.
Yeah. This is first class, you're like, oh, so nice.
I'm
like,
telling you, right? He will curl up like a baby. Oh. And fellas, the flip side is that works for the women.
Sure.
I'm trying to tell you.
When's the last time Mike got you the warm washcloth?
The last time. He does it almost every single time.
Really? Or clean yourself, whore.
Wipe yourself.
Mike is smooth. Like her husband is like good looking. Like he's one of those, it's like he's older. He's older than all of us, but right. He's the best looking out of all of us. He's that guy who carries himself like that.
Yeah.
And he was one of the first bosses I ever had. Worked me to death. I mean,
really?
Jesus Christ, he's a hard boss. But I know
what he's off of us. That's why.
Are you kidding me? He grabbed you up when you were nothing but a baby on a bicycle. Ate up all your good years until you couldn't leave.
How old were you?
When I met him, I was 20. I had not turned 21 yet.
He was about 36 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was like,
have your mom sewing your papers over.
You got new car smell, dude.
Nice.
Hey, Aries is in town, you guys, at the Improv. You're doing tonight, tomorrow night. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night.
Yes, and one Sunday.
Hey, do you got anywhere to go? Can you hang a minute?
Well, no, I'm here, brother.
You guys, don't let me keep it, but I'd love to stay.
No, I'm here, brother. Whatever. I got you, man.
Let me take a break. I got to get a commercial. We'll come back. You know what? Let's do sports first. I think we introduced you to Leif Lysik last time. Leif is our friend who covers that area.
Oh, yeah. The Johnny Dare Morning Show presents Sports in Your Shorts with Leif Lysik.
Super honky.
Getting funky now.
Super honky.
With the sports.
Super honky.
Getting funky now.
Super honky.
Ooh, Lord.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Johnny Dare?
Yes, sir. You're brought by Worth Harley Davidson North, if you didn't know, man. It's happening right now. No down payment, no payment till fall when you buy any new Harley Davidson. See that biggest selection of new and used Harleys in the Midwest? Worth Harley Davidson North, I-29 south of the airport.
I feel like the last 15 minutes should be put on a loop and played for all young men who are getting into a relationship, who are new in a relationship, who need some information, some straight talk, if you will, before they get into these relationships on what to expect. And for young women as well. I think the last 15 minutes have been very educational.
I think so.
Absolutely. We all have wet naps right now.
That's it. Well, listen, but here's the problem. You can't tell anybody about vagina, no matter how hard you try. I have friends. You watch them running into the fire. They're burning. Right. The house is on fire. It's going to hurt, man. That's going to be different. This is different fire. I'm like, that's not different fire, man. You're going to come out burnt all the way around. And there's nothing you can do.
Johnny, the Big 12 title is going to be decided this weekend. K-State and Texas Tech are tied atop the Big 12 standings. The Cats are home to Oklahoma tomorrow. Tech plays at Iowa State. Meanwhile, KU's run of 14 straight titles will come to an end. The Jayhawks will finish out the regular season tomorrow at home against Baylor, while Missouri plays Ole Miss. At the MIAA tournament, undefeated Northwest Missouri State beat Emporia State in the quarterfinal matchup. They now have the nation's longest winning streak at 30 straight. They'll play in the semifinals Saturday at noon. It's been a bad week for the Royals. We learned they will lose Salvador Perez for the season with Tommy John surgery to his elbow. Oh,
we sucked last year. Now we're going to suck more.
It's just there's something about Salvi that makes it worth watching. You know what I mean?
Sure.
He's the lifeblood of that team, and to lose him for the year is going to be terrible.
Do you think that the powers that be know how much it's going to suck, and they give you like a good year, World Series year, and then they know they're going to milk that for 15 more years, so they don't have to invest in anything, they just take the money in for the while they destroy everybody's hopes?
I tell my son all the time, he says, well, they're not going to be any good. I'm like, look, in your lifetime, you've seen them play in two World Series. Okay, people had to wait 30 years to see this stuff. You've seen it in your lifetime twice. So, yeah, maybe, perhaps.
That was about as grumpy as an old man remark as I've ever heard. You just told your old kid to get off the lawn.
You haven't suffered near enough.
You don't even know what it's like. I was there, 85, and then the drought.
than the drought. They did beat the Angels yesterday, though. They're 7-4 this spring. Bonifacio with a 2-run homer in the ninth to win it. NASCAR is going to be in Phoenix this weekend. They're back at Kansas Speedway May 11th, sporting Kansas City with their MLS home opener Sunday against Philly. And we told you about the NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar auctioning off some of his memorabilia, including some of his championship rings. It was a huge success as he raised nearly $3 million, much of it going to his foundation. He says he's set financially. He just wanted to get rid of some of the stuff that was sitting around his house, and it turned out to raise nearly $3 million. One of his championship rings went for nearly $400,000.
You know, and I know he's passed it, but I don't know how you let go of his championship ring. Yeah, I don't. Right. To me, that's such a...
I would wear them every day, all day, until I ran out of toes.
Yeah. No, it's it, man. I mean, but I guess once you hit a place, you're Kareem. You're so far beyond that, man. Like, the greats like him are always going to be great. You don't need to see the ring to know it's Kareem.
I would like to see the rings. I think every day, on a loop.
That's because guys like you don't get rings.
I once heard a quick funny story where somebody asked 50 Cent, "How come you don't wear those big chains with all the platinum and ice and crosses anymore?" He said, "Because my face is my necklace."
There you go. Don't need it anymore. Man, you hit the next place. Right? You hit the next place.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. You guys are off to a good start. Have a good weekend, and I'll check you out next week with Sports to My Shorts. I'm Lee Fleissig for the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
Dude, you just hit me with a fun fact I did not know.
Yes?
You're Italian?
Yeah. Caprifoli's my last name.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
100%?
No. My mom's English. So probably more than 30%.
Yeah, Italians are like blacks. Our genes are a little bit stronger, so it's probably 70-30. Yeah.
As we get down to Sicily, you get really close.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't picture you in Northern. Well, my mom being English, I end up with that Roman nose and like the fair skin and stuff.
I think it's the hair too, like the ponytail and a little bit of the Thorish kind of, you know, color. But I didn't picture you, because usually when I think Italian, I think stereotypical, you know, hey, forget about it, you know, that type of thing. But yeah.
Oh, I had uncles like that. I definitely got uncles, great uncles.
All right.
But Northern, if you go up north in Italy, it's they get blonde and blue eyed.
You ever been to Italy?
No.
Dying to go.
Me too. I held off on this because one of the things I told Sassy, I go, when I go, we're going to go together. It's going to be you and
I. Oh, you got to bring abroad. Man.
But I mean, we go other places. My buddy China Joe. Who's not Chinese, but he just moved to China for a while.
Yeah, you got to bring your main piece to Italy. You bring your side bitch to Iowa.
You ever have a friend that loves hookers so much, no matter where you go in the world?
I don't have a friend. That's me.
Dude, I'm telling you. I got to do this to Joe. We're in Russia one night. I lost him till 6 in the morning in St. Petersburg because he went to a strip club. They locked the doors, and he was banging them two at a time. And I'm freaking out, thinking he's
in Russia?
Now,
see, this is where we part ways.
Yeah.
Some about Russian women.
So hot.
I think that's a white guy thing. Because I hear that accent, and I just think I'm in for like nipple clamps electrocution.
Right. Yeah, and I'm not good with hookers. I don't have any problem with them. I'm a bit of a germaphobe. Listen, I don't think I'm your first guy today.
You know, I'm going to tell you, man, I think they probably statistically would be a lot cleaner than a regular broad.
Because they're
in the business of trying to make sure they don't catch nothing.
Fact.
Back. Whereas regular broads,
you
take a regular broad to Waffle House with enough drinks, you in there, baby, no plastic.
Yeah, smothered, covered in raw dog.
There you go, baby.
We were in Vietnam, and we do there, and then in Bangkok one year for New Year's Eve, and I go back to the hotel, and he gets back, and we're in a double room, and he's in the shower, and I go, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm gonna go make some friends," and I'm like, "See you later, man." So I mean, it's incorrigible.
Not your speed though.
Oh, incorrigible. No, definitely not. The beautiful girl. Well, let me tell you what happens to me. We're in Thailand one year. We're in Bangkok in the red light district for New Year's Eve. And if you've ever been, it's filthy. The red light, I mean, it's the greatest thing you've ever seen. It's just filthy chicks and like dildos and nakedness and filth. But every single club has a little show they put on outside, and it's always run by a drag queen, always by a Thai lady boy. But fake boobs, shaved, I mean, just beautiful till you hit the bottom part.
Yeah.
And these girls are sitting on his lap. It's getting ready to be midnight. We're right on the main drag of the red light district.
Right.
And I feel this rather large lady sit on my left leg, and I turn and I'm like, "Of course I get that. It was Adam's apple." You know, I was like, so you just got to humor it out. I mean, that's my lot in life. Like, I'm like, ugh.
Right. Yeah. That feels like one of those places where I love to see Russia. Ain't on the top of my list, but sure. Thailand. Cool. Yeah, but sure. Plus, because I'm such a woman dude, you know, Asian women, just they got they're built like teenage boys.
Yeah, depending on where you go,
ass is as flat as notebook paper, baby. I you know, I like women that look like they eat.
Central and South America,
you
man.
Know, man. I'm telling you, I love the thick thighs. Yeah, man.
Yes.
You know, it's black man's DNA. You know the booty thing. You know what I mean? Big, thick, black women are built like baby ponies, man. I go to a petting zoo just to rub one out to a new bred pony, man. Be like, there go Keisha, baby.
It's true. My God. Now, we went down to Peru, and you want to talk about some beautiful girls down there.
Yeah.
That Peruvian, like, right in that, in Rio, and that, just that whole Central South America mix. And man, solid, like, ridiculously strong.
Right. Well, my the one who we were talking about off air, who I've been married to twice, now divorced, she's Puerto Rican. And you know the stereotype, black women are crazy.
Call me Poppy. Like, yes, dude.
But whenever I go to Miami, I always joke and go, I don't even call it Miami. I call it me mommy Florida. Because if you got any kind of taste for Latin women, Dominican, Cuban, that place, them women out there dress like they don't like their fathers. It's beautiful.
That's my real weakness. Anybody will tell you, like, any of the Latin. Like, that's, I'm like,
but then now that's the Italian in you. Now I'm seeing it. Now it's making sense.
I want thin eyebrows. I want you to just barely walk on those heels. And I want to feel like you're going to cut me at any time.
Oh, the sex ain't fun without a little bit of, you know, you got to draw some blood.
Run around this one crazy one. And these guys know the story. And she was, I mean, stunning Latin girl. And, we just finished, and she gets on my chest. She's naked. I can feel that hot pudding, like, right there. Ooh. And she puts two fingers under my chin. She goes, if this was a gun, I could kill you. And I was like, back in the game again. Like,
that's
like,
you know, it was sexy to me for the first 8 years of the 10 years I was with her.
Yeah.
But then, like I said, she's like Scarface in a skirt, you know.
But you can't beat him.
Yeah, to have to go through that all the time.
Yeah.
It just, like, the expiration date came up. So, you know, we ran our course, man.
Well, that's it, man. Because, like, my problem is I always drop my left. And then just, you know, and then you're like,
you're
coming in one way or the night. I've never met a girl that I was going to end up being smarter than. That's just not going to happen.
Well, because I've met plenty that I'm smarter than.
I can't keep it up all the time.
Let me tell you, one of the things that bother me most is this television stereotype that men are stupid. Right. Like, we can't tie our shoes without the help of a woman. And we need our woman. And I'm not saying women aren't smart, but let's be honest. Most of them have the temperament of a toddler, you know. And an argument when you know they can't win or they're just talking nonsensical.
Well, of course,
they turn into tantrums.
I'm talking about ones that you love.
Not you, sweetie.
She's definitely a toddler. Just a little surly bastard. Jesus Christ. I swear to God, if you had a penis, we'd already be fighting. We'd already be boxing in here. I love her. But I'm talking about the ones you fall in love with. You're always attracted. Like, I'm sure you don't fall in love with dumb girls. So you end up falling in love with them. My problem is, like, I can't hold the wall up quite long enough where I'm like, oh, no, I think I love you.
Right.
And then, the left
came
down.
I probably, and from a comedic standpoint, it's funnier to say I fall in love with dumb girls, but not really dumb, but I got to stop taking care of people.
Well, that's awfully tough.
You know what I mean? Like, those stories where you hear, you know, you got to get somebody that's on the same level as you and makes money like you and is independent from you. That's cool. But them chicks come with self-esteem, which means I got to play by your rules. You know what I mean? So I like to be the boss. I'm a old school alpha male sexist kind of thinker.
Oh, I got a advice from a great uncle. He says, son, you got to get them before they form opinions.
Dude, listen, I don't mind a woman with an opinion. But I'm old school in the thinking that, look, I just believe that a man should be the provider. And my thing is, if I'm going to bring home the bacon, I can't bring home the bacon and fry it.
That's
if I bring the bacon home, you got
to
fry it.
I think it's reasonable. I think the answer to that is, it's whatever I'm lacking, I hope you're providing. Whatever I'm providing, you can be lacking.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Let's all do our part.
Yes. This notion that I am woman, hear me roar, beat my chest like King Kong.
I don't
need a man. Those are the most sour women.
Yeah.
Vaginas smell like rubbing alcohol. It's just pungent. It's like
grave dirt and cigarette butts.
Come on, baby. Like, woman, it's in the DNA to take care of your dude.
Yeah.
Well, it's not in a man's DNA to be doing dishes and cleaning and sweeping and mopping. Come on, man. I'm a Neanderthal.
That's it. Oh, you know what's sad? You ever do that 23andMe DNA testing?
No, what is that?
I did it. So you spit in this little thing, and they send it away, and they literally bring you all the way back to caveman.
Caveman.
They run your DNA.
Oh, I don't need to spit to know that. No, I don't. I know what it is.
The greatest ad that it sucked.
I got a club in my closet now.
Of all the people that have taken that test, I currently hold 94%. Higher Neanderthal DNA.
Dude, and I was like, I see it in you, baby.
I was like, God damn it. Why couldn't I? Why do I have to be the Neanderthal, the Cro-Magnon? Like,
that's
the
not a bad thing. Like, embrace it. That's our history.
I know, but I didn't know.
Is your guy in control or are y'all 50-50? That lie.
Whatever.
50-50. My
that's
ass.
A lie. No relationship is 50-50.
No, honestly, he takes care of me, but I do step up on the things that.
You should?
Honestly, I'm doting to him.
No. Okay, let me. You are 50. You take great care of him. We were talking about leadership. Like, who makes the choices?
Him.
There we go. Yeah. See?
Yeah. And I suck at cooking. What do? You go get a to-go order.
You're a great wife. No, you're a great wife. You do everything. You're a great wife. Yeah, I know. You really are.
We have to help each other out when it comes to certain stuff, totally.
If you get that operation, like, that we couldn't, like, when the dogs bark too much, and like that.
You say this, and if he's listening, he immediately just got hard at the thought of that.
Of the operation?
Just taking her voice away.
She'll
talk. He's taking credit for the injury.
She'll talk too much, and what does he tell you when you toast?
Word economy. Like, I'm like, I need to tell you real quick before you go, and he's like, just get to the point. Word economy. I'm like, bitch, just figure it out then. I'll be
I love it.
but we love each other. You reward bad behavior. He comes home and he wants to put it in your butt and you let him.
He comes home and he's a buffoon sometimes.
Oh,
or
hangover.
I know, right?
Hangover boner is the one I've discovered.
What is a hangover boner?
The next day. I don't know why. It's great. I welcome it, but it's just funny. You can always depend on the dumbass hangover boner. He's like, goodness. I know.
These are things she looks
fog.
Forward to. That's what I mean. She's like a unicorn. She's like a wonderful, beautiful.
Oh, goodness.
Drinks.
They don't make you like that anymore. You're out of print.
That's true. I mean, I'm telling you, man.
Goodness.
The more we know about Nikki, the more we go, really? Mike's got it. Mike's got it.
Yeah, they'll see.
We got each other.
Now, what did you say? You're saving.
We're saving two other people.
That's right. Aries, you got the shows at the Improv tonight.
Yes,
two tonight, two tomorrow night.
And one Sunday.
And he's back on tour. How long are you going to go out now? I mean, are you going to nonstop 365 now?
I got to, brother. I got a lot of stuff I got to clean up. So I'm on this grind until I can get to a point where I can just lay back and tell a woman, verbal economy? Is that
word economy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word economy.
Word economy. Yeah. I'm on the grind, baby. Woo.
See, I feel like I've dated some girls that'll end up with a knife. Like, they'll just stab you over it.
Listen, if I didn't love the snatch so much, I'd probably be in jail.
Think how much money you'd have.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if you didn't love it so much, you wouldn't even have those conversations.
Exactly.
You'd be like, get out.
Exactly. Exactly.
It wouldn't even happen, man. But
like I said, man, it's important to have a couple side pieces, man. Mm. You know, I got a couple. So, they keep daddy happy. It's almost like an NBA team. When the starters ain't acting right, I got a bench.
Now, in L.A., do you live in L.A. or New York?
Yeah, L.A.
So, my buddy Jesse, when he was divorced, he told me, he lives in this house, and he sells millions of records. Yeah. He had a Monday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday girls.
Right.
And so, he literally had, and I'm probably pretty far out of school, he had done it so much with these girls, and they were the side for so long, he had Marvin Gaye's greatest hits, and when it would go track first five to second five, he had moments and he'd time it out.
Oh,
like he knew how to finish. He literally set it to music, and I go, yeah. Are you kidding? He goes, no, man. He goes, every time. He goes, it's like a science.
Let me tell you, dude, I got on my phone, my playlist, my sexual playlist, and again, I episode 27, the Kitty Cat podcast on Spears and Steinberg, the hints I'm laying down. Now, again, to anybody that doesn't know, they're probably, he's lying or he's arrogant or whatever. I'm a monster, man.
Yeah.
I know how to fish. Now, whether or not I always make the catch,
right?
That varies, but I know how to reel it in.
Now,
I know
listen,
what I'm doing,
man. You've got the charisma, man.
I mean, I know what I'm doing, baby.
You meet guys, and they've got that quality. Like, yeah. I always recognize it. I'm like, that guy can just walk in.
Yeah, the verbal game is serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how to play tongue tennis with these hoes.
I already believe I know how you do it. Like, you come in funny, right. And then I bet you get serious for just a moment, and they're like,
oh, yeah. It's like your man said, it's a science.
Yeah.
Like, one of the things I was talking about is, you know, with the foreplay and fellas, this is so critical. I'm like, you know, play some music. You got your playlist. You go to your Marvin Gaye. Whatever song you're playing, respond to her physically with that rhythm of the song.
It's like listening to two geniuses. It's the same conversation.
When Marvin hits the high notes, play the body like an instrument. When you play, the slower you go, the faster she'll become. She'll tell you, no, I don't want to. Forget all that. She's in the room. Now, I'm not condoning any kind of, if she say no, hey, it's no.
Right.
But she's in the room.
She'll say yes.
She went for the massage. And you know how women, oh, I don't know. And I'll take my clothes off, but nothing's happening. Yeah. Put your clothes off. So it's up to you from there to hit the right notes.
Yeah.
You hit the right notes, play the instrument.
Yeah.
The rest will take care of itself.
But you got to learn to play the instrument.
And at some point, stop. Just out of nowhere, turn the music off.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back in your chair. Light your cigarette, your blunt, your cigar, whatever. Pour your drink. Now, watch her look at you in a state of confusion. This man has got me going. Why has he stopped? And stare at her like Joe Jackson looking at Tito. Like, if you don't get these steps right, the beat is coming. Play with a mind. Not just the body. That's what I'm trying to tell you, fellas. When she say no, women expect you to go fast like a jackrabbit. I want it. I gotta hurry up and get it. No. The slower you go, the faster she'll become. Why he, I don't understand. He got me, but he just kissed my, the way he touched my. Now put the music back on and proceed.
Mm-hmm.
This message has been brought to you by Schlitz Malt Liquor. Trojan Condoms. Trying to tell you, I know what I'm doing,
dude. It's a genius. I'm telling you because I've heard it from other guys with a vast experience.
When you've been doing stand up, and come April 3rd of this year, I will have officially been doing this 30 years.
Yeah,
God. And you've been doing this 30 years, and you've been on the road, and you've been everywhere within the United States. Oh yeah, and then there's Africa, and then there's all up and down Europe. And I recently went to Abu Dhabi.
How was that?
Fantastic. But when you get a chance to soak up all different cultures, a lot of it, while it's different, is the same.
Absolutely.
So it's like, you know, there might be certain cultural differences and country differences or whatever, but at the heart, from a human standpoint, a lot of it's the same.
Of course.
But it's that trial and error of failing and experimenting and knowing what works and what doesn't. Where you go, okay, I'm putting it together now. Yeah. People always ask me, it's like when I'm doing stand-up, the moments that look spontaneous, at one point they were spontaneous. They have to be born first before they become repetitive. But when they're born, that's the birth. It's the first time.
Right.
But certain situations always present themselves over and over. The a-hole in Dallas exists in Philly. In New York and Chicago.
Right.
So when that dude does something, you just go to your comedic Rolodex and go, this is the same guy I just dealt with 2 weeks ago in Nashville and then a month ago in Chicago. So now I'm going to pull this spontaneous joke. It's not spontaneous anymore.
Right.
It was at one point.
Sure.
But to a crowd that's never seen it,
bam.
He's a magician.
Right.
He pulled the rabbit out of the hat. That was so spontaneous. That was cool. But they don't know. This is an old
trick. It's better they don't know.
Right.
Yeah. It's fun. Like,
So same thing with the women. You go through a lot of them. You go, oh, this is the same bitch from Detroit that I just had in Amsterdam. Okay, let me do this trick.
Oh my God.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it don't. But the most time it works.
Yeah. You find the girls in Europe by it. Like, as we go through Amsterdam a bunch like that, because they're no nonsense. Like, they don't have a hang up.
First time in Amsterdam. And the second time I went, it wasn't as great when I did my second time in Europe. But the first time I had a trifecta between Oslo, Norway, London, and Helsinki, Finland. Back to back. I banged a new white broad. Every night.
Oh, yeah.
And it happened to be Black History Month. So I really did my countrymen a service. But this one girl in Helsinki,
you're
going to
remember this.
this one lady in Helsinki feeling very well endowed up top, and as opposed to the bottom, which would have been spooky. But anyway, after the show, she's got the accent. She could barely speak English good. And she goes, "Aries, you're very funny to me." I said, "Oh, cool. Did you like it?" She said, "How do you say, you make me wet?" And she said, "Do you know what I mean?" I go, "You make me want to." So we had a little bit of, it was different, but the hunt was the same.
That's fun.
And it was just, don't feel like an international player. So you banging some broad overseas,
you
baby.
Told me that was Pablo Francisco.
Right.
Yeah, he was like, right. He's like Helsinki, you know. He goes, "Oh my God." He goes, "She's wearing it out."
Listen, it's besides the, he's an American, which has its own allure. To do what we do, and if you're really good at it, you throw that on top of it.
Sure.
So it's like a really talented American. And I'm black, so then there's that too.
No,
because I tell brothers, yeah, I tell brothers, look, man, if you into white women, you got to go to Europe. We special out there. We like strawberry Kit Kats. We are rare, brother. Have you ever had a strawberry Kit Kat? They come from Japan. It's very rare. I'm not making it up. We got white chocolate Kit Kat. We got the traditional chocolate. I've even seen banana, but a fat LA DJ. When one day I went in to go promote, and he said, "Man, you ever had strawberry Kit Kats?" I was like, "No, I ain't." He talked to me like it was drugs.
Was a big boy over at Bauer?
Big boy, yes.
Big boy, yeah.
He goes, "Hey, man, you ever had strawberry Kit Kats?" I said, "Yeah, no, really. What was that?" "Hey, man," he slid it to me like it was cocaine. "Hey, check that out, from Japan." I was like, "Oh my God," and it was delicious.
That's great.
So it's like, we like leprechauns over there, man.
Yeah.
Them white women, too. It special, man.
Always goes back to the same place. That, the lead singer, the guy, the funny guy, the guy at the front, the most desirable, the most foreign, the most unattainable.
Right.
That's what you always want to be.
Oh, man. It's but everything past the coochie, I don't like I love America.
Yeah.
So if you know, that's good, but they don't have over there what we have over here, which is why I can't move over there.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
No, I totally get that.
Yeah, I like spice.
We're a little broken right now, but we'll get there. You know,
even broken, we still the baddest chick on the block.
Well, and I'll tell you, like you hit it earlier. When you travel, you do realize one thing. Everybody's really the same.
Yeah.
They want their kids to be safe.
Right.
They want to have a road to drive on them, mm-hmm. clean water. They want food. They want a strong military. They want to be protected. But they're not hateful. They're not crazy. They're not, I mean, not most aren't. Everybody's got their pocket of scared people that turn hateful.
Right.
But beyond that, the one thing I've learned is we're all just trying to get by, man. We're all trying to get laid, grow up, not hurt, not be unwell. That's it. Just everybody's doing the same thing, man. And the other thing is, as soon as you get some crazy ass religion involved in it, it all goes weird.
Right. But you know, like I said, man, I don't try to take any of this stuff way too serious.
It
is what it is. Have fun with it, man.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I stress out about show business, and I really hate the business because of all the politics and the nonsense.
I couldn't agree more.
You know, I always tell people this business is like, once you reach the elite level. You know, the Denzels, the Leonardo DiCaprio. Right. Now the world is yours. But until then, I say this business is almost like eating real crab, the kind you break with the hammer. It's a lot of work for that tiny piece of sweet meat.
Yeah.
But the meat is so damn sweet.
Well, yeah, the show
it
do.
Let me tell you real quick. And this is what's funny to me. Like, I had to get off I got actually thrown off of Twitter. But I had to really try to take a break from social media. Because as much as I try to ignore people, I'm human. So when I read something that's either too mean or just like out there, it challenges me to where I want to go, mama, and
sure,
I got to come back.
I get it.
But it's always funny because one of the things people will say to me to try to get in me is go, yo, you're washed up. They go, dude, yeah,
of course,
dude, you're washed up, dude.
Because it's the easiest thing you to say,
right,
man.
Like you haven't done anything, been on TV since the 90s with Mad TV. And now here's what's funny to me about that. And I mean, this is probably something you shouldn't say. Like, you shouldn't tell people how much money you're doing. But I have to say this to prove my point. The Oscars, they ran a commercial by Google, where now Google's doing this thing for movies.
Yeah.
So they used the clip from Jerry Maguire, Show Me
the
Money.
That's right.
Now, that movie's 20 years old. I haven't been in a big-time movie in 20 years. They paid me $300,000 for that.
Which in the world, well, you do it for free to be in the movie, right? Like at that point, Ireland, right. it's your goddamn Tom Cruise movie.
I made nothing for the movie.
Yeah.
I made scale. But the fact that I just could sit back and get a call from my manager and go, hey, they want to use the clip, $300,000 for a clip to show during the Oscars.
Yeah.
Oscars. That's washed up.
Yeah, we
like, listen. To the dude, like, you washed up. What
course,
did you do to make $300,000?
Like, never. The next 15 years, you're not gonna make $300,000.
Right. Yeah. I'm real cool again with Ice-T, and you know, one of the things that's cool about what I do is I expect to know these people. I grew up on them. I don't expect to know me. I was a kid when I saw New Jack City, one of the most fun moments of my life. So one day, somebody had said something crazy to Ice-T, and I kind of jumped to his defense, and he hit me back. Yo, thanks, pimp. Big fan, by the way. I'm like, yo, Ice-T,
The best. Right. Because I'm a huge Ice-T fan.
Right. And body count and all that.
Yeah.
So somebody said he was washed up. And I said to the person, let me put this in perspective for y'all. This dude has been on Law & Order for 20 years. Do you know what that check is hour drama for 20 years?
Yeah, but you're arguing with a dummy.
Yeah, true indeed.
They're just dummies, man. They don't.
I'm like, and then when I did the interview with Ice-T, I went to his house.
That's great.
Now,
how is it?
Oh God, let me tell you. Here's what messed me up. So we get there, in the see-through garage, a McLaren, a Porsche, and a Ferrari, three-car garage. I'm like, yo, this is so fly. We go in. I see he comes down in the elevator to open the door. We go into. I thought it was three flights. The house is six flights. It just seemed like three, but one place looked like Scarface's bedroom, fireplace, beautiful. So we do the interview. We're leaving, and he goes, "Yeah, I gotta jump out and leave too. You know what? I'm gonna take the Phantom." And I went, "Wait a minute, the McLaren, a Porsche, and a Ferrari.
Where's the
Phantom?" He hits the button. From the ground, the McLaren goes up, and underneath is the Phantom. And this is where I went.
That's
any hoes. I ain't seen real material if this don't turn you on.
Of course, man.
I wanted him, not Coco.
Right?
I seen that. I was like, yo, my testy's moist, man.
Well, I remember watching him doing body count in a little bar here, with cops lining the entire place.
Right.
And it was one of those great moments. It's so good and so powerful.
Right.
And so fantastic. You're watching him really break some great barriers. It's really fun and angry.
Right. Because cop killer.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. And, you know, now we look at it and go, and the point was, I'm not even going to get into that because it makes perfect sense why you would write that song.
Right.
But it's in theory, not in reality.
Right.
And so you look at bands like that and you look at Ice-T OG. The first time you hear that record,
if that doesn't
strike some chord in you, you're dead inside. I mean, if you can listen to that and not anything.
Yeah.
So being that kid who's like, man, I'm really in love with this.
Right.
And then you see Body Count. And then it opens for Guns N' Roses and Metallica at Arrowhead Stadium here.
Right.
You know, it holds 90,000 people.
Right.
I mean, you're seeing a guy break through barriers that I don't believe he's ever got the proper credit for.
Right.
And you want to talk about where he really comes from to be on Law & Order for this many years. Like, hey, man, it's like talking to Cube or Snoop. Or like, you know, this was real. This is a real thing.
Yeah.
And that's a journey, man. That's that one that I'll never know. And 99.9% will never have the backbone or the drive to get to that place.
Well, and kind of like, you know, on the same note with the foreplay, you know, people that we all have dreams. Everybody out there that's listening to this, you have a dream. You didn't want to work for somebody in a cubicle. But a lot of times people don't either A, know how to pursue their dreams, or B, they're scared. Just scared.
That's it.
Like one of the things that kill me is when I hear particularly brothers go, hey man, you know, what's up? Welcome to my city. Anything you need, you in my city. First of all, it ain't your city. Why you claiming ownership over something you don't own is ridiculous. If it's really your city, bruh, take me to Foot Locker at 3 a.m, open it up, and let me get a pair of Jordans. Then you proving it's your city.
I just like to go to Taco Bell.
You get people, and this is people of all colors who go, yeah, I've been living here my whole life, and I've never left.
Yeah,
well, do you know what you're doing to yourself,
though? Well, that's when you hear people say stupid stuff like, you're in America, speak English. I'm like, go travel and see how they do speak English, and they try to help you, and they're nice about it. Nobody screams, you're in Russia, speak Russian.
Right. You know? Well, that's American arrogance, because we just have been like that historically.
Yeah.
But still, terrible, man. I mean, it's just when you see the beauty of the world outside of yours.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know in Oslo, Norway, It gets dark for 2 hours only. It's 11 p.m. and the sun is out. And I'm on my balcony looking at this like, yo, you know how fly this is?
Yeah, super.
And I'm by myself. I said, man, I bring a broad here.
Yeah.
I'm that dude.
That's right.
And if you've never seen nothing like
the
that.
The Northern Lights.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's amazing, man.
Well, that's the joy of and that goes back to relationships. Having someone to share something cool with is a huge thing.
Right.
Like, that really is a huge thing.
Right.
But the trick is only sharing what you want.
Let me tell you, man, and the one that I was telling you, my 19-year-old from the first relationship, my baby mama, who I've been pretty off and on with for 20 years. You know, here's the thing. No matter how much at first they see you as Johnny Dare or Aerie Spears, that wears off.
Sure.
Because after a certain amount of time, you just didn't even walk around with your dirty drawers got to clean.
Yeah.
So they forget. And I remember the first time I took her, it was my second time, but the first time I took her to Africa. And I swear to God, dude, I'm not making it up. One African dude, we had a coming to America moment. He knew my work, and I have a strong fan base in Africa. He goes, oh my God, you don't, I can't believe it. Aerie Spears, do you know what your comedy mean to me? Man, when you do the impressions, you speak the king's English. You are the best. I got to hug you. Let me kiss you. And like that scene in Coming to America in the bathroom.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And as he's kissing my hand, I just turn around and go, bitch, you know who I am. You gotta remember who I am. You ain't in home. This ain't Arkansas fame. This is Africa. I'm in Zamunda, bitch. You better act right.
Oh, dude.
It's just, you know, how does that not stroke your ego?
Of course. Of course. That's what I try to do with Sassy. If somebody's nice to me, I go, see, and I whisper, I go, I used to be somebody.
Right? You know, it's just.
I undersell it. Right. Just try to undersell it.
Yeah, and again, that's the humility. You have to undersell it. But, you know, there are times when I'm out and people will say things to me, and I just go, you talking about me?
Isn't that great?
Like this is like, and I'll be the first person to throw that back and go, no.
Yeah,
but again, I've been doing this 29 years, and dudes will be like, yo, man, you one of the goats, icon, and I go, listen, Pryor, Murphy, Carlin, icons. But if you want to throw some title on me,
yes.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the stuff that warms you for your whole life, man. That's
right.
Money gets spent. No matter how nice the couch is, it's going to end up in a junkyard someday.
Right.
It's going to go to the dump.
Right.
But somebody's nice words that you meant something to them, that you mean.
I'll take it because I'm going to need it sometimes because it stops you from quitting.
That's it.
This business is so horrendous.
It's a fact.
You want to quit.
Dude,
so
we'll fill up tonight, the improv. Let me mention this again. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, and then the podcast, which is...
Yeah, Spears and Steinberg, available at spearsberg.com. Or if you have Apple, go to iTunes. It's free, baby! And also, support your boy at Instagram, Aerie Spears, Facebook, Aerie Spears. Pandora is free as well. Subscribe and all of that good stuff.
He's the great Aerie Spears, man.
The great!
It's the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9
The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.